And we can begin. For starters, thanks a lot for this interview. You guys have an album coming out in, I believe, 2 days? Am I right?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay, awesome. Tell us a few words about it.
Yeah, it's called You Are We. It's our third full-length studio album. And super excited to release it, basically. It's, we recorded it ourselves with the same producer who we did the other ones, but we built a studio to do it in. And yeah, it's super exciting. Fingers crossed everyone likes it as much as we do.
Okay. You guys have released about 5 singles so far, I believe?
Yes.
How has the reception been so far?
It's been amazing. It's the best reaction we've ever had, really. As far as releasing new music goes, it's been nothing but positive. We're just super stoked that, that people like it and that it's, I don't know, we spent so long working on it that you kind of get lost in whether it's going to be well received, and it has been well received, and hopefully will continue to be once the record comes out. But yeah, it's been amazing.
Awesome. What would you say that it's different in this album compared to your earlier works?
I don't think there's any specific thing that's making a difference. This is just a snapshot of what we're doing now. Mm-hmm. Compared to a snapshot to what we were doing years ago. We never really write anything with like a plan of what we want it to be like. We just have a go and make what we just, whatever comes out that we like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's never really thought about too much. So this is that.
Mm-hmm. Is there a story behind the title of the album?
In the UK, we've done it directly from our fans to us, just and not use a record label. We've used it elsewhere in the world because we have to, just for distribution purposes. And basically, it's sort of, the idea is that it's kind of a nod at how things are, everything is possible if we all sort of unite and do them together.
Mm-hmm. As you said, you guys decided to release this album without the help of a label. How did you come about with this decision?
Well, we were signed to a label before and we weren't necessarily happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, we talked about what we wanted to do, and this kind of came round that we were just like, just kind of a, why do we want to get ourselves back in that place that we didn't like again, do you know what I mean? We just spent like 3 years signed to a label that we didn't enjoy it, so like, we wanted to kind of prove to ourselves that it is possible to do without using that conventional route, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. After reaching a certain level of success, what would you say a record label provides to an artist that an artist can't provide for themselves?
I think a label is something that used to exist and have so much more of a place because of the way that music was received, and it used to be a lot more physical. Whereas now I could release a record from recorded in my bedroom on iTunes, you know what I mean? And that's it. You don't have to go to the shop and buy that record. You can just download it and there, it's there on your computer. So like, I think, do you know what I mean? There's no manufacturing there.
Mm-hmm.
There's no studio costs because you can actually record music yourself now. Like, if you want to, you can do it all yourself. And then that immediately makes a label. Like, what's the use for him? A label would usually give you money to take your record to the studio
Yeah.
and record it. And then they would then you would owe them that money back out of the money made from CD sales. But if no one's buying CD sales, a label's still doing that, then all that's happening is bands are just getting themselves in huge holes of debt.
Yeah.
We wanted to break away from that cycle.
Mm-hmm. That's understandable. You guys collaborated with Oli Sykes recently in your video for Silence Speaks, the song.
Yeah.
It is known that you guys had a kind of a beef with him in the past. What took place and you guys managed to overcome these differences? Can you give us a little bit of context in this situation?
We fell out in the past, but like as time went by, it kind of we sort of came to the conclusion that neither of us really cared about any of this sort of feud anymore. And to be honest, I think we were all very close. We still are very close with the Architects guys.
Mm.
And when Tom passed away, we went to like the funeral wake with Bring Me the Horizon. And we just had a sort of a really good night together. And at that night, we kind of were a little bit like, well, like, what's, like, there's no point fucking dwelling on some stupid shit. Do you know what I mean? Look how big a deal this is. Like, one day, like, do you know what I mean? Why are we still, like, clinging on to any kind of drama when we don't care about it? And we were friends at the beginning, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, it's nice that we sort of, we were just like the world's a bigger thing. There's a whole bigger deal than us fighting about some bullshit, do you know what I mean? And it was nice, do you know what I mean? We sort of got back to our old ways with them, and we literally live across the road from each other, so it's like, it's kind of, it makes a lot of sense. A lot more sense for us to be friends than it does to be enemies.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I'm glad you guys worked it out, really.
Yeah, no, me too.
Okay, what now, an irrelevant question. What would you say your favorite band to tour with is? What's your favorite band to tour with?
Favorite band to tour with?
Yeah.
Really difficult, tough question. I kind of I enjoy all the bands we tour with, do you know what I mean? It's like, I really enjoy touring with Canterbury, it's so great. I enjoy the tours with Bring Me Guys, I don't know. We always have lots of fun. I don't really know who a favorite is. They're always a bit different, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to pick a favorite.
Okay, I understand. Last question. It's not really a question. Your fans in Greece are aching to see you. Do you have a message for them? Do you want to say something to your Greek fans? Hello?
Hold on 1 second, mate, sorry.
Yeah,
one
sure,
second.
Sure.
Well, I don't know, I thought, if we sound like, can we make them try eligible? I just guessed that we weren't selling them because if we can get away with it and can make up some extra pre-sale, then yeah. Hey, mate, sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
Just the pre-gig.
Yeah, sure. I will repeat the question. Your fans in Greece are aching to see you. We are anxious to see you live here. Do you have any message for your fans in Greece?
Yeah, we have some plans to hopefully come either at the end of this year or the beginning of next.
That's awesome. That's very good to know.
Yeah, we'd love to come to Greece. You know, it's just like we tour so much and we're still trying to get to new places, you know what I mean? As well as going back to places we've already been. It's kind of hard to constantly keep attending the places that we've been, you know, whilst trying to push it and go further.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's all I had. I'm not going to keep you anymore. You should get some rest. Thanks a lot. And I hope I see you guys in Greece someday.
Yeah, hell yeah, bro. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.